Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 73. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean. We are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, gentlemen?
Oh, nothing too much, and darn right we are.
Sure, it's questionable.
Answer two questions in one with one fell swoop. Questionable.
Rootin' tootin'.
Darn tootin'. I like Pig Newton. You guys doing all right?
Yes.
Good. Doing good.
Good. Just good? Not great?
Great.
I'll go with fabulous.
Fabulous.
Ooh. I feel fabulous. Yeah, wow. While being here tonight, recording with you two.
I feel knuckleheads. Funny. Oh, so funny.
Knuckleheads. Did you hear that, Nate?
I meant
we that resemble that remark.
Right?
I've been called worse.
I mean that with all the love in my heart.
I bet you do. Creepies, we're glad you're joining us for mini number 73. Let's get right to it, shall we? Sean.
Yes.
Tell them what we're going to talk about.
We are going to talk about a historic and haunted hotel called the Cary House Hotel.
Nice.
It's in California.
Nailed it.
You like that?
Placerville. Cary House
Hotel. It's Dudley Town Connect. Oh, wait, no, that's right. Just kidding.
Yeah, the Cary House. And whose pick is this?
That'd be mine.
Yeah.
Nate's like, that would be me.
Before he screws it up over there,
it's over here.
Nate's, yeah.
Good choice. Yeah, I like this.
It's an awesome choice.
Yes, it is.
I've never heard of it before.
This was...
Who's the shout-out?
Yeah, the shout-out. A buddy I work with, Eric Freeman, fellow iron worker.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to live in California.
Okay.
So he gave me a bunch of different ideas. And he said, hey, check this Cary Hotel out.
That's cool. Okay. Thank you, Eric.
Had he been there shout before? Out. Or he just knew about it?
I think he just knew about it.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Now, his last Freeman or Friedemann?
Freeman.
Eric Freeman.
Like Morgan.
Thank you, Freeman. Eric. Shout out to Eric. Does he listen to the show?
No.
Yeah, okay, well. Then I won't say
he might listen to this one.
He should.
You better.
He should. Sean.
Yes.
How about a little background?
You want a little mood music?
Foundation.
Oh, you want foundation, not mood music.
Yeah, I don't
okay.
want mood music.
Okay.
Different show.
Okay. Tut. The history behind this remote hotel in Northern California is both eerie and fascinating. Placerville, which is where this is a historic gem of a town located in El Dorado County. Noted for its many historic buildings and prominent role in the mining industry, the town is fascinating. Is a fascinating look at California's past. One of the town's most well-known buildings is the Cary House Hotel, often referred to as the Jewel of Placerville. The historic hotel offers guests an authentic experience of what it's like to sleep in a 19th century building. The hotel's history is utterly fascinating, but also contains some seriously creepy elements. It was originally built in 1857 and remains a prominent and handsome building stretching alongside of Placerville's Main Street. Placerville doesn't sound right, does it? I mean, that's what it is. I'm saying it right, but I've never heard of...
Sound weird.
Placerville. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Placerville.
Sounds
not that there's not other weird made up towns and cities.
Utopian type.
Placerville. Okay.
Placer right here.
It's like a weird name like Plainfield.
Weird.
Just weird.
No, that makes sense. So what'd you say, 1857? That's a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yesteryear, right?
Yesteryear. It does have a lot of creepy stuff. Now, when Nate originally, when did you say it? Last week or 2 weeks ago, you said mm-hmm. the Cary House. I thought originally it was just a house, to be honest with you. I didn't know it was a hotel until mm-hmm. I started doing my research. So I'm like, ooh, even better. So put this on the list, by the way, Sean.
Already there.
You've already got it, right?
Beat you to it.
Yeah, so it's got a lot of stuff. Good old California gold country.
Yes.
It says offering comfort and authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
And you can stay there. I guess it's still, you can, it's on TripAdvisor and Yelp and all kinds of stuff.
Operational.
Has modern amenities, you know, which was, it, which
running
is,
water,
helps.
Toilets.
Right, which helps. I'm glad it's not back in 1857.
Yeah.
But they've got full suites and
the original simple elevator room. Still Sweet. Works.
Does it?
Oh, wow, really?
Only carries two people at a time, though.
Ooh.
Is it horse driven?
I think it's only, what, three?
Hedgehogs.
Three stars.
Oh,
wow. Got the hedgehogs in there.
666 hedgehogs.
Wow. Yeah, it's got a lot of stuff. It says, guests who love a resort, a fancy hotel, and an inn while alive sometimes come and visit or stay as an afterlife resident, especially if they died there. There are several former guests who enjoy this old hotel. A few never checked out, having expired here, probably from the various epidemics that blew through Placerville. So it's got some, yeah.
Says here, tragedy. It has a free Wi-Fi. Oh, wait. Wi-Fi.
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 Wi-Fi. Yeah.
Wi-Fi. Take a whiffy of that. It says the hotel hosted many famous figures during its heyday, including Mark Twain, Levi Strauss, because that's an actual person, right?
Yeah.
Ulysses S. Grant. In more recent decades, celebrities like Betty Davis and Elvis Presley have also stayed at the hotel.
Kind of reminds me of the one in Arizona that we did just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I like those hotels and places that have those or have that history of, you know, going back to the 30s and 40s and then maybe more current. But yeah, celebrities and things like that. Politicians, you know, stay there. Dignitaries. Businessman Mr. Arnold Wiederman and his wife and young daughter lived at the hotel. During the big flu epidemic, Arnold died and his wife and daughter moved the family back out of California. Another whole family died from the flu as well at the historic Carey House Hotel. Children who die from illness or accident sometimes like to stay in a place that they felt love or were comfortable and familiar with. Spirits sometimes appear as children to enjoy the good times they had in a structure. Spirits of people who were murdered sometimes decide to stay in the structure where they were killed. A gambler was murdered in the Carey House Hotel. During the 1800s, women would be brought into the hotel as a sexual amenity that was offered on request, a very common practice in the West and Midwest and other parts of America as well. It says miners who scored big in their efforts would pay for a woman to help celebrate the good fortune. Lonely guests are also asked if it was a hard occupation that often led to death of the prostitute. So,
yeah, lots of diseases, right?
Yes, sir.
This isn't anything... Well, too scary or scary at all, I guess. But it's cool history. It was actually the original spot for the El Dorado Hotel and Saloon. It was built out of logs in 1849 during the height of the California Gold Rush.
That makes me think of it's log. What is it?
It's heavy, it's wood.
It's wood. It's better than bad. It's good.
Okay.
Sorry.
Cut his mic, Nate.
Yeah. So it said that, an added bonus is the guests could see the hangings done on the hanging tree located just across the street.
Nice.
And it was called Hangtown for that reason. Yeah. I saw that on there.
Hangtown?
Crazy. Yeah.
But wow. Anyhow,
it says the nickname is called Hangtown for the famous hanging tree.
The hotel was also a Wells Fargo office where bags of silver and gold were stacked on the front porch, waiting to be picked up by bank drivers from Wells Fargo. But in the mid-1850s, it caught fire and burned down, with the exception of the first floor boards in the basement area under the front porch. So when they rebuilt it, they weren't going to make it out of logs the second time, so they went with brick, a little bit more sturdier against fire.
Yeah.
So then as they were, what were they doing here? So, during the 1920s, the owner discovered piles of gold dust in the basement area under the front porch. They had fallen down through the cracks of the porch from the bags of gold from so long ago. The gold dust paid for most of the construction of the fourth floor.
Oh.
So when they originally built it, it was three floors, and then they added a fourth.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
I like that story.
They have a motto. It says historic ambiance, modern amenities. Every guest is a legend. So I think that's kind of cool.
Wow, we could be legends if we stayed there. We're legends in our own mind.
We could be
right?
heroes, right?
be here. There's a lot of entities there, a lot of spirits. It says, and they call it the entity of kitchen. Entity of kitchen employee slash cook. It says a medium reports that there is an entity still living in the old servants' quarters located near the kitchen on the first floor. Someone vehemently disapproved of the cold cereal being offered as part of the continental breakfast offering and had pulled the plastic pouches of cereal from the boxes and had thrown them all over the breakfast room. A staff member heard someone washing dishes in the kitchen. When he or she came down to say hello, no one was in the kitchen. Interesting.
I found another list of famous people that have been there. Black Bart is another one. Said Mark Twain, like we said before. Mm-hmm. Buffalo Bill.
Oh, nice.
Levi Strauss, I said before. John Studebaker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Horace Greeley, Ulysses S. Grant, Lola Montez, and Betty Davis and Elvis Presley, which I also said. But it's like, that's pretty cool. There's a lot of guests there.
Yeah, sounds like it.
And one of these guests, especially they talked about Ulysses S. Grant being there. This ties in an interesting organization that was reported to come through here and several members of what's called the Odd Fellows. And like I said, Ulysses S. Grant was known to be one of these guys.
Very odd.
Very odd. Have you guys ever heard of the Odd Fellows before?
Yeah. There's actually one on the west side of Indy.
Is that right?
Rockville Road.
Mm-hmm.
It says the you guys Order meet? Of Odd Fellows.
How often do you meet?
I don't know how I know that. It's been there for years. It's been there.
So I'm not here to judge, and I'm not here to, you know, these, like, there's the Freemasons, and there's all kind of secret society type fraternities and whatever. The Odd Fellows is kind of a background, is an international fraternity consisting of lodges first documented in 1730 in London. First known lodge was called the Loyal Aristarchus Lodge number 9. They have, I mean, on the surface, a lot of these things look very good. So I'm not saying that they don't do good things out there. They have the triple links, a recurring symbol among the Odd Fellows internationally. The motto is basically friendship, love, and truth. So that's their three, their links together. But according to stories from the Carey House, that a lot of the Odd Fellow groups that came through there did some very odd things, even bordered on like satanic rituals and brought some dark entities there. That is from some of the videos and stories that I read.
So, satanic, you say?
Satanic. Oh, satanic.
From Satan.
Satan.
There is, if you want to stay in room 212.
Oh, yeah.
An entity of Mr. Arnold Weiderman. He appears beside the bed of a guest, described as a man with a long beard who wasn't scary. I don't know what that all means, but I guess he's not scary. I don't know. It'd scare me.
That's not where I thought it was going.
Yeah.
That was not scary. Okay, great.
He's not scary.
Maybe he is. Maybe.
I don't know. I wake up and a long bearded man standing next to me. I'm
you're
getting up
scared.
Swinging.
Hey, how's it going?
That's fair.
I'm not scared of you.
Hey, what up, dog?
You're not very scary. Wake me up at 6.
That's awesome. That surprised me. That kind of.
Yeah, me too.
There is the entity of Stan Levine.
Stan the man.
Stan the man, they call him. He is described by medium Nancy Bradley as a short, stocky, balding man with reddish-brown hair. Are we talking about George Costanza?
Right.
Seinfeld? Apparently, he is still keeping an eye on the staff to be sure they are performing correctly, seeing himself as being an unpaid senior staff member. He goes about his rounds, trying doors, etc., and is cordial to paranormal investigators. It says on the fourth floor, a conscientious spectral staff member probably Stan shakes each doorknob in sequence as he floats down the hall. When the guest quickly opens their door, no one living was seen there. On the second floor, guests have heard an entity walking the hallways, making sure all is well. Two guests were checking into the hotel. They saw the door to the check-in desk open by itself, and after the two breathing clerks had left the area, staff have seen this door open and close by itself as well. Let's see, still goes up and down on the elevator. Stanley patrols the lobby area and first floor. Man, he's all over the place. And lastly, Stanley has continued to annoy living women sometimes at the historic Carey House Hotel, but mostly on the street outside and in the buildings that have bars that he used to frequent. He likes to pinch women's bottoms on occasion, gently gooses women as well.
Oh, the serial gooster.
Man. Gooster. So he is inside and outside the hotel. I think that's interesting. I think that's interesting.
That is interesting.
Staying the man. Getting after it. What do you got, Sean?
Oh, I see. I'm trying not to copy other stories I've heard. So,
okay.
There's a whole article about these paranormal investigators that were seeing all kind of different things, hearing heavy sighs and whispers and all kind of getting different EVPs. Mm-hmm. It says back down on the main floor. They made their way back to the dining area where they saw shadows on the walls during a dowsing rod session. Don't judge. They asked the ghost questions and they seemingly answered moving the rods. They saw those shadows still moving around while they were asking questions. They noticed cold spots that seemed to settle near the table. So it felt like when they were doing it's what I understand with a lot of these investigations that people took, because I watched different videos here, there's a lot of heavy, dark energies, and there seems to be a lot of activity too. Shadows, orbs, audible sounds, groans, grunts.
In real time?
In real time, yeah. So that's what I found. It was interesting to hear. There, like you said, we could have done a full on this because there's so many good stories.
Yeah, a lot of crazy.
Mr. Arnold Weiderman.
Oh, back to Arnie again.
Well, his wife is there.
Oh, also. Mrs. Weiderman.
The Mrs. she lived a full life somewhere else, but came back to the Carey Hotel to be with her husband. Appears as a woman wearing a flowing blue gown. Has appeared in rooms 209 and 211. She likes room 212 as well. And lets her unseen presence be known by emitting the aroma of lavender.
Ah. So at least she's not a lady in white. She's a lady in blue.
She's not very scary either.
She doesn't have a beard, does she?
Blue is a very tranquil color.
She might. I guess maybe. Yeah. Yeah, lady in blue. Okay. Mrs. Weiderman. There is a gambler that you can still see at the hotel.
Call him the gambler?
Huh?
They call him the gambler.
They call him the gambler. The spirit of a man yearning to play cards on the balcony area says a staff member once was out on the balcony on the second floor. He saw a man dressed in Gold Rush era attire sitting at a table with a deck of cards. Imagine his surprise when his specter faded away. That'd be kind of cool. You know, benign, but pretty cool. Yeah, I like this. I like this place.
I do too. We're adding this to the list, yes?
You have it written down?
I do.
Okay, good.
Chiseled, actually, but yes.
Yeah, it's a place that does not lack of paranormal activity.
No.
Sure.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of activity, definitely.
And I'm looking at a picture of the Carey House Hotel, and it looks to be maybe like in the... Yeah, probably like the late 1800s. I mean, they've got horse and buggy. It's got the Arch Saloon right next to it. Bunch of people are out in front. There's looks like a few women on the second floor on the balcony. It's kind of a cool picture.
Oh, that's beautiful. You know, that's really cool.
Definitely.
It's very nostalgic looking.
Yeah. I think it'd be awesome. That's just me, but I think it'd be awesome to visit.
I've been watching, they have good episodes on the Portals to Hell that has Jack Osborne and Katrina, and they had a really good video, and they talked about how dark some of these entities are, shadow people that are like darker than the blackest black you've seen. And they also talk about, they were big into looking at that in the what they called a nefarious secret society, in which they feel like a lot of the darkness is behind their doings and goings on there. But they think that really fuels a lot of the negative energy.
Yeah.
Which I think is very interesting.
Well, they say they had murders there, and which is not surprising.
Ladies of the night.
Think of all the places in the Old West. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Shootings and, you know, shootouts. and how they did treat women back then, yeah. especially ladies mm-hmm. of the night.
Well, we joke about that, but it is. It's terrible. They were just kind of like tossed, said, you know. Their lives were cut short a lot of times because sure. of just the nature the of their diseases that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or that they were beaten or mm-hmm. killed or
right.
Fought after, you know, and just, right. yeah, not good.
Yeah. Did you go into
fought over, I should say.
Yeah.
How Stanley Devine was murdered or?
Devine.
No, I did not.
Oh. Let's go for it.
Well, it says he had a huge sexual appetite.
Oh,
and Stan. Practiced annoying behaviors that eventually led to his death. He had a irresistible attraction to young blonde women, mm. unmarried or married, flirted too hard, and drank too much. He died when he was shot at the hotel on the central staircase.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I had mentioned that he was a, you know, mm. a womanizer and how would I say? He partook
yeah.
in a lot of that.
That's a nice way to put it.
Yeah, but I didn't know how he
died. It says, who killed Stanley? Some say it was an angry husband who shot him when Stanley flirted with the husband's blonde-haired wife.
Yeah.
Some say that he was shot by the fiancé of a young woman whom he had gotten who had gotten into bed with.
Okay. Jeez.
Or some still claim that Stanley was a player for both women and men mm. and was shot by a man he had propositioned.
Ooh. Stan, come on, man.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Stan the man, come on, man.
Stan the man.
Yeah,
he had a lot going on.
He did. he was a busy guy.
Gotta keep your affairs in order.
Yeah. Yeah. That type of carousing, you know, it gets you.
I like this. It says, echoes from a colorful history linger. In the early days, the Carey House was a regular stop for the stage lines bringing travelers to Placerville and picking up millions of dollars in bullion for transport to the Mint in San Francisco. Horace Greeley gave a speech from the beautiful wrought iron trimmed balcony. The world-renowned Hangtown Fry, oysters and scrambled eggs, was created at the Carey House at the request of a miner who had struck it rich.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
I have a review here that I had and I lost. So if anybody has a story that you want
to
tell real quick, you go.
Well, there's the entity of the wagon driver. Did you guys? I know one of you guys said something about a wagon driver.
No? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. I thought you did. Described by a medium as being a teamster from the 19th century, partially appears with his boots, jeans, and flannel shirt, always from the waist down, perhaps not wanting to scare people.
Hmm.
These are some very considerate
ghosts
entities.
Yeah.
That don't want to scare anybody.
I like this. This says, there's activity all year round. People seeing figures in upstairs windows, rooms that are unoccupied. Most of the phenomena is reported in the fall and winter, rightly perhaps due to the rain. They receive many email and letters about strange occurrences at the hotel, included are more sightings of a woman in a long dress, we talked about, the reminiscent of the 1800s, and a flapper type of the early 1930s. There are spirit children running and getting in the way. Voices coming from nowhere and everywhere. People clashing, yelling, laughing, and fighting.
Mm-hmm.
So just like times of old. I like that. Of all kind of different genres and generations.
Old Western saloon.
Right?
It's just my game.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
This person on TripAdvisor says, what a wonderful time. It says, 1857 is the year. Many of the historical elite have relaxed at the Carey House, and modern guests can enjoy the beautiful antiques, furnished rooms, elegant ambiance, and great hosts who have adapted to the difficult times with extra attention to wellness. Ghosts enjoy a stay here as well. And the Main Street location with parking is terrific. Says, we've stayed here for many years and enjoy the Carey House as its own destination. 5 stars. A lot of good reviews. A lot of people have had good stays there. So you always get a few that say, meh, it's overrated, or they didn't enjoy their stay. But it looks like it gets pretty good. 4+ stars. So.
I had a great stay, and even if it is a portal to hell.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Sure.
Well, that's just a little side thing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, I kind
of... Side bit of information. It's good to know. It's good to know.
I like it. I like this. Yeah.
Tight, right?
Yeah.
I like the pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, the pictures are cool. I like that one that you showed.
I think the creepies ought to Google it and check it out because it's pretty cool.
I mean, yeah. I like the colored one too. Just
The more recent.
It's
very rustic.
Invites you.
And it still looks like it did in 1857. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's they didn't change much. At least on the outside, it looks like you're looking at,
I look at it. It's like, I want to go in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would definitely stay. We should definitely investigate, but just to stay the night there would be very cool.
I would like it.
You like a lot?
I like
it. It says that each of the rooms are individually themed.
Oh, that's cool. I like when hotels do that. Yeah, kind of like the Clown Hotel. Clown Motel.
Right, yeah.
A little different, but.
Yeah. So it's like, each room is slightly different from the next.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're not just cookie cutter.
Right. Yeah, I like that. That's good. Well, I like it. I don't know if you guys have any more to say about it. I think the creepy's got the idea that it's a cool place to stay and definitely haunted.
Yes.
Something's going on.
Definitely one of the most, it's labeled as one of the most haunted places in California, of course.
I would think so. I
saw it on one of the top 10 or 7 or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I like it. I like it a lot. And Nate, why don't you help us out?
I think this is the, as far as we can carry.
Oh,
this story. That's a wrap.
Well, thank you, Nate, for that.
Well done.
And it was well done, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Like a steak.
And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our mini episode number 73 and our discussion on the Cary House Hotel. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.
That's good.